you're absolutely fucked. If you do not get a hold of your mind, the only reason why I put myself in tough situations and create an environment where I know for a fact that my mind will turn on me is so that it's not a surprise. The issue is you go out in life without putting yourself in an environment where your mind will turn on you. And when it starts turning on you, when business gets hard or life gets hard, you start.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. It's a solo episode today. Guys, you know, I'm an individual that's all about mindset, all about discipline. And I think it's very, very important for you guys to understand that you guys more so have mindset problems than you do have business problems. You know, we can take an individual like, an Ed Mylett or an Andy Frisella and put them inside your business to operate your company, and your business would probably look completely different. Even if it's the same industry, the same employees, the same issues, the same problems, they just have a much greater perspective. And so the idea is to put yourself in a situation where your perspective is constantly changing, constantly tweaking. And that's why, you know, me and Kel joined Masterminds many, many years ago, is because you have, you know, 30 different perspectives, you know, at the exact same problem. And because they have a different unique perspective, they could help you solve some of those issues. This isn't necessarily an episode about masterminds, but the idea is this is an episode to increase what your today's version is every single day. The fact is, who you are today is probably not good enough to get the job done. The good news is that you are given the ability to evolve. You are given the ability to change. I remember, you know, back in the day when I started making decent money, you know, whether it's $100,000, $200,000, or $300,000 a year, you start feeling as though that you're good, and you start pulling back and you stop doing all the things that got you where you are today. And I think that that's a big issue. We're falling into distractions. You know, in this day and age, distractions are obviously at an all time high. And, you know, whether it's you on social media, whether it's you, you know, watching video or playing video games or watching sports or whatever it is, the idea is to make sure you're investing in areas that give you a forever ROI. Are you putting yourself in environments where you could grow mentally, where you could grow physically, where you can grow emotionally or spiritually? I can give you the, like, let's take Wizard of Oz, for instance, the yellow brick road. It was literally yellow. It was a perfect path right where she wanted to go. But that doesn't necessarily mean, because I give somebody the exact path to walk to get where they say they want to go, that they're not going to come across, you know, some issues, lions, tigers, bears, you know, all of that shit. And in business, your lions, tigers, and bears are going to be a whole bunch of different shit. That's being short on payroll, you know, getting hit with people leaving you at the time when you need people the most, overcoming loneliness in business, lack of confidence, wanting to quit, overcoming dark thoughts, overcoming doubters, you know, overcoming really the old version of yourself is really the biggest, biggest issue that I see out there. Is people are the same person that they were a year ago and the year, and year prior and year prior, but yet they get frustrated that their income isn't increasing or their relationships aren't getting better. They find things to blame shit on rather than just look at the individual in the mirror and ask themselves what they could do to become a better version of themselves so that they could show up better in their relationships or better in their businesses. This is flat out. This is a mindset game. And if you don't hack your mind, you're fucked. You're absolutely fucked. If you do not get a hold of your mind, the only reason why I put myself in tough situations and create an environment where I know for a fact that my mind will turn on me is so that it's not a surprise. The issue is you go out in life without putting yourself in an environment where your mind will turn on you. And when it starts turning on you, when business gets hard or life gets hard, you start second guessing yourself. You start doubting. You start listening to the individuals that are the naysayers rather than being your biggest cheerleader, right? You are one of the hecklers in your life rather than putting yourself in a situation where you're one of the biggest motivators. And so I create an environment for myself where I know my mind's going to turn against me and I'm waiting for it to happen. And right when it happens, boom, then I continue to push past. What are you doing to create environments for yourself where you call the bitch version of you out, to where you say, I see you, where you know it's going to happen? That doesn't matter if you're used to running 1 mile or two, then go five. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, disciplining yourself to sit down and read a book and you know for a fact your brain's going to be like, you don't got to do that. But you're creating an environment where your brain's going to say, you don't have to do that. And then when you do it anyways, you're letting it know who's in the driver's seat. You know, we get to the point where we think that we have enough logs kind of stored up. In other words, we're making enough money. You know, let's just associate money with the logs, so to speak. You know, what happens is we start making good money. We start getting comfortable. We take our foot off the gas. We don't think that we have to continue to grow. We don't think that we have to do some of the difficult things that we had to do to get there. When in reality, I know many people that fought the good fight. They made a lot of money. And then they got to the point where they made a lot of money. And then they started sitting back. They started taking it easy. They started enjoying some of the comforts. And what happens is their mind turns against them and they end up becoming depressed. The only way that you're going to have true happiness is if you're seeing progress, right? You have to start enjoying the process of getting progress. And my suggestion to you going into this new year would be to create a set of non-negotiables. You know, it doesn't matter what those non-negotiables are. You know, when you're in a moment and you're very, very logical, say, I know this serves me. I know this serves me. I know this serves me. And then figure out the things that don't serve you. If you really want your life to change, 80% of the environments that you put yourself in, you can't put yourself in anymore. 80% of the relationships or people that you surround yourself with, you can't surround yourself with them anymore. 80% of the content or information that you listen to, you can't listen to anymore. If you want to change who you are, you literally have to change all the environments that you've put yourself in that created the individual that you are today. All you are is an accumulation of every experience that you've ever had. And as long as we know that that's the case, we need to start creating our own experiences, creating environments that we already know will turn us into the individual that we know will be a better version of ourselves, even if it's hard, even if it's difficult. And don't get me wrong, when you remove yourself from 80% of the environments, 80% of your friends, you know, 80% of everything that you used to know in order to create a new version of yourself, you will go through dark times. You know, people will say, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? All of the old habits will be there. All of the text message or calls, they'll be there to tempt you to stay where you are. And I suggest that in that darkness, what you're doing is that you're burning the old version of yourself down, right? And so I suggest that you sit in the darkness and you figure out who you are as an individual. Too many of us distract ourselves from the person that we are today because we don't have any self-worth. We lack confidence. It's called self-worth for a reason. We have to be investing into self. And in order to do that, you have to spend time with self. You cannot become an individual that is of high self-worth always being around groups of people. You have to be eventually, it's almost like breathing. It expands and then it contracts. You have to contract and go away for a minute so that you could figure out who the fuck you are. And then when you, after you expand and you extract, then at that point, you're a better individual out in the marketplace. You're a better individual in your relationships. And so I encourage everybody to not worry about going through dark times, not going through loneliness. And when I was going through a dark period, it was because I was self-pity. I was only thinking about myself and thinking about all the things that other people have, or on social media, looking at other individuals' lifestyles, like that they have it better. You know, what they've done is they've just hidden their fucked up world better than you have. Right. And so they want to show the image so that you think that they've got it like that. So they get the like, they get the comment. And to them, that gives them that dopamine hit. right? You have to actually earn your dopamine hits. You can't fucking post a David Goggins video that's badass, that's 60 seconds. You know, that's one thing I'm despising about the success space is everybody's posting shit and it's all kind of the same shit about other people's lives, and it gives them a dopamine hit for a second, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. The idea is to not just do yeah, yeah. It's looking at their life, analyzing what they're doing and how they're becoming the individual that they're becoming, and then creating a roadmap for yourself. Again, in these environments for yourself that you put yourself in on a day-to-day basis. You know, there's not a day that's going to go by that I'm not going to move my body twice a day because I know that it serves me, even on the days that it's difficult. The flat out, I mean, even in the gym, when you're moving weights, it's those last few reps that become difficult where you're actually making progress. So the day that you don't want to get out of bed or the day that you don't want to move your body, those are the progress days. The days that you want to get out of bed and you're looking forward to it, anybody could do that. That's easy. You know, we can all get the days where we're on a high and the dopamine's hitting, the serotonin's there, our endorphins are rushing. But what do you do on the days that you just don't feel like showing up or the days that you don't feel like doing it? What about the days that you don't feel like laying on the floor and reading a book with your kids? Will you still show up and do that? The days that you don't want to lace up and go on the run, will you still do it? Because you know for a fact that it'll serve you. My suggestion this year is create the individual. Live an example life rather than watching all these other people that live an example life and repost their shit for a quick dopamine hit or watch all their shit and consume their shit. Stop becoming a consumer and start becoming a creator of self. It's not that difficult to literally just watch what they're doing and say, oh, they read or they run or they lift or they hydrate or they invest into themselves. They put themselves in masterminds. It's not difficult to copy and paste. The problem is it does take discipline. You will not see results without massive consistency. There's so many fucking people that have been able to do 75 hard, right? And I think it's an amazing program. But the issue with that is if so many people have the ability to do it, and I honestly think about day 75 is when people are feeling great about themselves, life is really, really good, and then all of a sudden they stop doing it and they go back into their dark hole. We have to stop just living a life that just gets us out of a low, and then we're out of the low, then we go back to the old version of self. That's a yo-yo life. You're yo-yoing yourself out of a hole, and then you stop doing the shit that you know that serves you, then you go back in the hole. Then you say, shit, I need to do all that old stuff that I did when I was feeling the best that I felt. So then you start doing that shit again. They say consistent good is better than an inconsistent great. I think a lot of you guys that listen to this podcast are very, you have moments where you're great. The difference is there's gaps in between those great, those times of greatness where you fall off and then you recommit, then you fall off and then you recommit, you fall off and then you recommit. Like, it doesn't matter what's going on out in the world. It doesn't matter if the world's fucking crumbling around you. Will you honor your non-negotiables? It doesn't matter if you have a migraine. Will you honor your non-negotiables? It doesn't matter what the situation, if you've been traveling for 10 hours out of the day, will you honor your non-negotiables? That is true self-worth, because your brain has a tough time at that point selling you shit like that you're not good enough. What are they going to say? Oh man, you've done 2-a-days every day all year. You hydrate well. Really, what can it ultimately say to you to make you feel like a bitch or make you want to back off some of the things that you're doing that serve you? When you take the power away from the mind and you're controlling the situation, that what that means is you're controlling your life. The power of habit is real. The problem is you have habits that are probably shitty as fuck right now, and they're not serving you. Look around your environment. If you're fat and out of shape, obviously, you're not serving you. Your brain's in complete control. If your finances are shit, your brain's in complete control. Your brain's in complete control. You're living for short-term dopamine validation hits rather than having true self-worth. Once you put yourself in a situation where you have true self-worth, you don't care about validation. Like, even starting the podcast and starting the Instagram, you know, early on, we would say all the same shit that other people say. Yeah, discipline, consistency, da da da. You know, all that bullshit, right? And you know, we'd listen to other people's podcasts, like an Andy Frisella or an Ed Milet. And you learn from them, and then you kind of regurgitate the information. And it got to the point, am I really fucking living what I'm talking about to the max? If I'm telling other people to, you know, continue to push themselves, continue to see what the next level of themselves is or the next version of themselves, and I'm not doing that, then I'm not going to feel good about myself. And so what I decided to do is I really just truly want to see what my capabilities are. If I honor my commitments and I create non-negotiables, no matter what the situation or circumstance is, no matter how hard or tough it gets, I'm still going to show up because I have an obligation to you guys, the listeners. But early on, you know, I wanted fucking, you know, Ed or Andy to like the video, comment on the video, you know, have them give us props. What that is me seeking external validation so that I can have a dopamine hit or feel some sort of self-worth, like, oh, well, they see me. Like, it, I honestly don't give a fuck if they ever like a video, ever comment on a video, if they ever give daps or any props. I don't need external validation anymore. The validation that I have now is internal validation. Even looking at a scale, some people, I was talking to a homie, looking at a scale, oh man, I want to gain 10 pounds or I want to, you know, lose 5 pounds or whatever it is, right? What you're doing is you're looking external outside of yourself that if you lose that 10 pounds, then you're going to be validated. And then when you get that dopamine hit and you're validated, you stop doing all the shit that made you lose 10 pounds. Like, people go through extreme diets, extreme this, extreme that, rather than creating a lifestyle that they have the ability to live day in, day out, that creates the best version of themselves. Do you feel good about who you are as an individual? Do you feel good about where your life is headed? Is time your best friend or your worst enemy? These are questions that you have to ask yourself. And you have to analyze the situation and the daily habits that you're in order to answer those questions accurately, instead of blinding yourself through distractions on a day-to-day basis. You can continue to distract yourself over and over and over, but eventually you might get rich, and then guess what? You're still with your fucking self, your miserable self that still needs external validation. That's a problem. You should want to enjoy the process of becoming rich because you love and care about who you are, because you have self-worth. Guys, I'm not trying to be hard on you, but you're better than a fucking resolution. Create a lifestyle, create non-negotiables that this year will make you a better version of yourself. And then if you honor those every single day, week in, week out, month in, month out, next year you're better. The year after that, you're better. The year after that, you're better. I want you guys to win at a high level, and I want you to have self-worth. Money in a bank account's really, really cool, but you can't buy self-worth through that. Does it help you buy experiences and help you enrich your life? Absolutely. But I would rather be worth $100,000 to be the happiest man on the planet than be worth $100 million and the most depressed person on the planet. We have to find the situations where we're filling up our cups so we're showing up in a better version to our family, to our employees, to ourselves, and to any environment that we put ourselves in. I want you guys to win in all areas, not in one area or two areas. So create these non-negotiables that will make the deposits in the areas that are of importance and that you know logically will make you win long-term. Honor those on a consistent basis with massive discipline. And I'm telling you, your self-worth will skyrocket. Once that skyrockets, your finances skyrocket, your relationships skyrocket, everything ends up skyrocketing. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's solo. Kick ass, take names, and make sure you own this next year.